By Leaps and Bounds, a closer look at early childhoods, a special segment dedicated to sharing voices, investing in high-quality early childhood care. Today, let's get right into our conversation about pre-K for all. Appreciate you. On the phone, Ann Kunin, Kids Count Director with the Michigan League for Public Policy. Good morning to you, Ann. Good morning, Ann.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Appreciate you and the good work you do. Turning to you in the House, appreciate you, Tammy Manis, organizational lead for Western Early Childhood Support Network, Director of District Improvement in Early Childhood with Ottawa Area ISD. Good work that you do, Tammy. So this year, Governor Whitmer announced Pre-K for All that would create the opportunity for all Michigan four-year-olds to attend a free, high-quality pre-K program by 2027. That's regardless of income, hence our conversation. And I'll start with you. Tell us about the Michigan League for Public Policy and your role there.
Yeah, thanks. So I'm the Kids Count Policy Director at the Michigan League for Public Policy. The League is a more than 100-year-old organization that uses data to educate, advocate, and fight for policy solutions that undo racial and economic inequities. And it's also home to our state's Kids Count organization. So Kids Count is part of a national effort to measure child and family well-being at the state and local level. So I'm excited to be here to share our data with you all today.
Thank you for you. Tammy, what's the Western Early Childhood Support Network and your role?
Western Early Childhood Support Network is one of four regions in the state of Michigan designed to provide training and technical support to our regional resource centers, which help provide and support our child care providers in providing high quality care, as well as our Great Start Collaboratives, which are local county units that are to support systems building to remove barriers for families prior to kindergarten.
Staying with you, Tammy, talk about Pre-K for All. What is it? Why is it important to young children and families here in Michigan?
So Pre-K for All means that every four-year-old could have a spot in a preschool, high-quality preschool program, and that's through the Great Start Readiness Program, which historically has been more income-based, and now it's saying it's a high-quality program. It meets national standards to produce long-term outcomes for kids, so that means more ready for kindergarten emotionally, socially, long-term, more likely to attend college. But Pre-K for All is a goal that any four-year-old in the state of Michigan could have access to preschool through a high-quality experience to meet the family needs.
Thanks for that reminder. Back to you, Ann. Kids Count provides partners and the public with data, of course, related to child well-being in Michigan. How does Kids Count data support the need for expanded early childhood education and its benefit for young kids and their families?
Well, what we saw last year when the National Kid Count data book was released, there will be a new one this summer, but this is released every year by the Annie E. Casey Foundation. And what we saw last year is that Michigan was ranked in the bottom 10 states for education. And this is based on a number of different indicators, but one of those was that just one in four students is reading proficiently by fourth grade. And this fact has been pretty stubbornly persistent over the past decade now, more than a decade, really. But of course, a lot of research and studies show that children who participate in high quality early child care and education programs have better educational outcomes, and that those effects are generally strongest for the most disadvantaged kids. Well, right now in Michigan, fewer than half of 3- and 4-year-olds are enrolled in a preschool program. And even when we look at right now, the state's Great Start Readiness Program, our state-funded preschool, it's really just 1 in 3 4-year-olds who are participating right now. So Pre-K for All, the expansion is a real opportunity for the state to start turning around some of these educational trends and to improve our overall educational outcomes in the state.
Thank you again for that reality check. Tammy, would you talk then about the roadmap for pre-K for All? How will the non-negotiable principles guide the implementation of this initiative? And I guess what can families expect at early childhood programs as they expand?
So the non-negotiable principles around pre-K for All are really, it's high-quality programming based on research that we know works and will help get kids ready for kindergarten and beyond. Within the pre-K setting, there will be choice for families. So do they want to participate with a child care center? Do they prefer to enroll in a district program, full day, part day? The programming needs will be designed to meet family needs, because if they don't meet family needs, so families can go to work and not have to worry about their child, it's really for naught. Additionally, and children who are from less advantaged families will continue to be prioritized in the system. So that way the children who need it most will continue to have access. And we really want alignment. So we want what's happening for our four-year-olds to align up through the kindergarten through grade 12 continuum. So we're starting them on the right track early. And then really starting to grapple with compensation. Historically, pre-kindergarten teachers have been paid less than kindergarten teachers. So if they're doing very similar work, how do we make sure we have equal compensation?
Thank you for that. Back to you, Anne. Similar question, the non-negotiable principles largely tied to economic factors. Talk briefly about what the economic security data shows for Michigan and how it can impact, well, say, education, health, safety, more for families with young children in Michigan.
Yeah, so the past few years have been a bit of a roller coaster in terms of families' economic security. Child poverty nationally, but also in the state of Michigan, saw the biggest decline on record in 2021, thanks in large part to federal safety net expansions, the American Rescue Plan Act during the pandemic. So we saw, for example, expansions to the child tax credit, to our supplemental nutrition program, also continuous coverage through Medicaid so that kids can remain insured. But of course, child poverty then doubled between 2021 and 2022 when a lot of those really effective safety net expansions began to expire. So right now, about 20% of children ages birth to five, so young children, are living in poverty. And of course, within this group, we see significant racial disparities. For example, young Black children face poverty rates that are about twice as high as the average. So we have seen economic security kind of take a lot of shifts in recent years. And, you mentioned health and safety and education, and poverty is one of the root causes of disparities in educational and health outcomes for children. And really what it comes down to is access. Poverty limits your access. So, for example, we want kids to have access to housing that's safe from lead exposure and to neighborhoods that are safe from high levels of air pollution. And the data shows right now that children in poverty are exposed to more of those environmental risks. So children insured by Medicaid, which, as I mentioned, is available to children with low incomes, are about 40% more likely to have elevated blood lead levels. And children are more likely to be hospitalized for asthma when they live in, cities with higher rates of children in poverty. So there's definitely this connection between poverty and access to healthy environments, and then, of course, to schools, right? So we might think about access to high-quality schools with resources to meet the needs of all students, and that would include English language learners as well as students receiving special education services. So children growing up in poverty, children with limited or families with limited economic security are definitely struggling to get access to those things.
Thank you. Anne Kunin, Kids Count Director with the Michigan League for Public Policy. What's your takeaway message, Anne, and how do we find out more about your good work?
Yeah, well, right now, of course, the Great Start Readiness Program is income restricted, but the governor has proposed, as we've been talking about in her budget, the removal of those income restrictions in order to facilitate and speed up pre-K for all. So we remain really hopeful that this can be fully funded in this year's budget. And if, you know, you want to learn more about the data that we have on at the both the state level and at the county and in some cases city level for kids in Michigan, you can find it on our website. It's mlpp.org/kids-count, and our data center is available there.
Thank you. And Tammy Manis, you organizational lead for WIM, Western Early Childhood Support Network, of course, Director of District Improvement and Early Childhood Ottawa Area ISD. Big titles. How do you fit that on your business card? Who has a business card anymore? Your take-home message and contact information.
My take-home message is if you're a family and you have a four-year-old, explore preschool for your child. Preschool, as a parent, it can be exciting to think about your child to go to preschool. It can also be really scary. And as a family, you have to find that place that feels comfortable for you and your child. So don't hesitate to do that. You can reach out to your local intermediate school district, or you can also go to mifreepreschool.org and find options for your child. If you want to learn more about the Pre-K for All roadmap, you can just Google it and it'll pop right up at the top of your search for you. It's an exciting time for four-year-olds. It's an exciting time for families. And this level of investment in preschool has never happened in Michigan. So it's a really exciting time.
Thanks for you and Ann leading the way. Again, our By Leaps and Bounds, closer look at early childhood, today's focus on pre-K for all. Thanks to the WGVU education staff for the hookup. Thanks all.